circa September 24, 1859. No place. Letter to Evans. Weaknesses that unfit Evans for full-time ministerial work. Brother E., I was shown in vision you could do errands for the Lord, but it would be of no use for you to travel extensively, for you cannot be a thorough laborer. You have not judgment and wisdom to fill the place that God's servants, who are chosen to teach the present truth and give themselves up wholly to the work, are required to fill. You are not judicious, not careful that your influence and your words tell on the right side. You are not fitted to direct in church matters or to officiate in church trials. Your influence would tend more to draw matters into perplexity than to get out of difficulty. You are not called to travel all the time or give yourself wholly to the work. You can at times do good in talking the truth where the way opens, but know that the Lord is with you and that He sends you to a place before you go. Every one of us is in duty bound to let his influence tell for the truth and advocate it wherever there is an opportunity. You should not, I saw, give up entirely the idea of laboring with your hands, even if you suffer some inconvenience and unpleasant feelings. You are afraid of your strength. You lack ambition to labor, and should seek God for strength to labor if you lack strength. There will have to be a great reform with some in Vermont. The idea that many have, that the Lord has called them into the vineyard, will have to be given up. The enemy is at work in this matter. You have thrown too much burden upon the church. Exercise more, care for your own family, and leave not all that heavy burden for the church while you are eased.